Hello. Hello.
I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing. I'm sorry?
Facing what?
Facing the
Important issues
children,
face.
facing the children of Boston and the schools in your area.
No, I already took that survey. Told them, keep the lesbianism out and LGBT out of our schools and trying to teach that to our kids. That's my bottom line.
Okay, I would have record if you had taken it. Do you mind? It'll only take a
Yeah.
few minutes, and your opinion does count, sir. Remember that.
Oh, boy.
Your opinion.
Okay.
Okay. All right. How many children do you have living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade in this current year?
Two.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes the schools in your children attend this current school year? One of the district public schools in Boston, a charter school, a public school outside of Boston, a private school,
public
or home
and
school?
charter.
Okay. Thank you. And what is your age to make sure that we're representing everyone?
My age?
Correct.
I'm 50. I'll be 54 this year.
Thank you. And how do you describe, I know this might sound, but how do you describe your gender?
Oh, boy. A male.
Thank you. And how would you describe your race?
Native Black American.
Thank you. Thinking specifically of your children who are enrolled in the Boston Public Schools, what grades are your children in this current school year?
One, it's like the ninth.
You said ninth?
Ninth, yeah.
Okay, ninth, all right.
Ninth.
Okay, and as a reminder, the Boston School Public School System, also referred to as the BPS system, is the district's overseeing a system of 125 schools serving in the Boston, in the city of Boston. Overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied, or are you personally with the Boston public school system?
I'm a bit unsatisfied. It's okay.
Okay, would you say that you are very satisfied or somewhat satisfied?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Okay. Students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, or D, and F. Suppose your ninth grade children school was graded in the same way. Overall, how would you grade your ninth grade children's school?
I'll give it a C, C plus.
Thank you. How about the Boston Public Schools as a whole, overall? How would you grade Boston Public Schools?
Pretty much a C, C plus.
Thank you. Thinking about the Boston Mayor, Michelle Wu, how would you grade her job she's doing with the public schools? With the public schools.
We'll give her about a C.
Thank you. As you may know, the Boston public school system says it's committed to transforming the lives of all children through exemplary teaching in the world-class system and innovative welcoming schools. In your view, how well is the Boston public school system living up to this commitment?
They get a C.
Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
Somewhat well.
Thank you. As you may know, the Boston public school system says that they partner with the best community, families, and students. In your view, how well would you say the Boston public school system is partnering with you? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
Somewhat well.
Thank you. Now, if you had to say, whose interest do you think the Boston public school system is most focused on serving? You can pick up to two. Parents, teachers, students, the superintendent, BPS, the BPS system leaders, politicians, the local community.
The leaders and the and usually the superintendent.
Okay, you said the leaders and you said teachers and superintendents.
No, the Boston Public School leaders and okay. The superintendent.
Okay, the options were parents, teachers, students, superintendents, politicians, and local community.
Politicians and the superintendent.
Okay, thank you. Now, you mentioned you had a child in the ninth grade. For this next section, we're going to ask you specifically about your ninth grade child. How engaged mm-hmm. do you want to be with your ninth grade child's education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or not at all engaged?
Very engaged.
Thank you. Next, how engaged do you feel the Boston public school system enables you to be with your ninth grade child's education?
Somewhat.
Thank you. As a parent of a student in the Boston public school systems, to what extent do you agree or disagree with each of the following? All right. My feedback is valued by leaders of the Boston public school systems. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
The Boston public school system makes it easy for me to share my concerns. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or somewhat?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. The Boston public school system makes me feel welcome.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Okay, just to let you know, we're halfway done through the survey, okay? How concerned mm-hmm. are you about your ninth grade child's emotional well-being while they are at school? Very concerned, somewhat concerned.
I'm very concerned.
Thank you. How concerned are you about your ninth grade child's physical safety while they are at school? Very concerned.
I'm very concerned.
Thank you. How much have you heard or have read about potential plans to close and merge some schools within the Boston public system? A great deal? A fair amount? Not very much or not at all?
Not very much.
As you may know, there are fewer students enrolled in the Boston public schools than in the past, leaving many schools with considerable empty space. Many BPS schools also need extensive renovation to bring them up to modern standards. The current plan, sometimes called Green New Deal for BPS, would close some schools, merge and modernize some schools, and renovate others. How much have you read or heard about the Green New Deal for BPS?
Very little.
It'll be either not too much or not at all, or fair amount.
Not at all.
Thank you. As you may know, the Green New Deal for BPS would include several elements. Would you support or oppose each of the following proposed elements for the Green New Deal for BPS? Modernizing some schools, do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Say that again. I was
okay. All right. As you may know, the Green New Deal for BPS would include several elements. Would you say you support or oppose each of the following elements for the Green New Deal for BPS? First one, modernizing some schools. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly support.
You said somewhat support? Thank you.
Strongly.
Renovating some schools.
Yeah, I strongly support renovating the schools.
Okay. Closing some schools.
You got to take the good with the bad. And if you have to close them, you have to close some to fix others.
So would you say you strongly support or somewhat support that?
That's a trick question. That's my answer. That's a trick question.
Trick question.
Okay.
So let's renovate
some schools. So, okay, we got to close these ones. Okay, we closed these ones, but we didn't renovate these.
I understand.
See, political games. So that's a trick question. So I strongly disagree with closing the schools. How's that? Fix them all.
I went ahead and added that. Thank you, sir. What about merging some schools?
No. Strongly disagree.
Thank you. How would you rate the condition your ninth grade child's school? Great condition, good condition, okay condition, poor condition, or terrible condition?
Okay.
Thank you. To the best of your knowledge, would your ninth grade child's school be affected by the plans to close, merge, modernize, and renovate schools? Yes or no?
No idea.
Okay. Thank you. How familiar are you with the history of school integration and busing in Boston during the 1970s? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar.
Very familiar.
Thank you. As you may know, a 1974 court ordered required Boston schools to integrate across racial lines, including busing students to schools in other places around the city. Did you or anyone in your immediate family, including you, your parent or grandparents, experience this period in Boston?
Yes.
Was it you, your parents, your grandparents?
Me.
Thank you.
Me and my parents. Me. I was on them buses.
Thank you. Do any of your children attend a BPS school outside of your immediate neighborhood? Yes or no?
Of course. Yes.
Thank you. Have you observed any ongoing efforts within the Boston public school systems to address the impact of racism and segregation?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about the ways the Boston public schools could work against a long-term impact of racism and segregation, do you think they should do more, do less, or are they doing the right amount?
Do more.
Thank you. Do you feel your ninth grade child's school fosters an environment where students of all races feel included and respected? Yes, it does.
Somewhat.
No, it does.
Somewhat. Well, you can just say no.
Thank you.
We still have preferential treatment.
Thank you, sir. How has the number of teachers from the diverse racial and ethnic backgrounds within your ninth grade child's school changed over the past few years?
Very little.
Okay, there are more now, there are fewer now, or there has been no change?
No change.
Thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. Now, does your ninth grade child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called an IEP?
Yes.
Thank you. Does your ninth grade child receive services from English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
No.
Thank you. What languages are spoken regularly at home?
English.
Thank you. Have you lived in Boston your whole life, or did you move from somewhere else?
Whole life.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling you have completed, sir?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you. Okay. And last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Below $25,000, $25,000 to $35,000, $35,000 to less than $50,000, $50,000 to less than $75,000, $75,000 less than $100,000, $100,000 less than $150,000, or $150,000 or more.
$150,000 or more.
Thank you. Now, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation, sir, and your time.
All righty.
Take care. Have a good evening. Have a good night.